Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show on Thanksgiving Day. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Ballard's here too, ladies and gentlemen. One of the things I'm thankful for is that for more than 14 years, Jim Ballard has been a member of our Brain Trust. He's been an abiding resource and level of support for me and for you. And the wisdom that he's deposited with us over the last 14 plus years is amazing to me. I've been right here every time listening to him. He's the author of a number of books, including one of my favorites, Mind Like Water, and the whole Well Done series. And he's the guy that we turn to when we want to gain and maintain some balance in our lives. Jim Ballard, I am thankful for you and our friendship.
Oh, man. Thank you. And likewise, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. You know, Jim, one of the things that I get a kick out of when I talk to young kids, young adults, is when I tell them that my first technology was a ballpoint pen and carbon paper.
Right.
And I think back on how we made a living back in those days with manual typewriters and cash registers and things like that. You know, the thing is, we managed to make a living and to live our lives without all the other stuff, didn't we?
Somehow we did. I don't know how.
It's not like that, though, is it?
And you know, we can be so thankful that all of this new technology, like they predicted, has really left us with just a lot of leisure time, hasn't it?
Well, one would think, but I'm not sure it always works out that way.
Oh, I was kidding.
Yeah, I noted your sarcasm.
It's just the opposite.
Yeah. What's going on with all that? Why is it that the more? Let me say this. I love quoting Nesbitt, John Nesbitt, who prophesied 30 years ago, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want.
Yeah, that's right. That was a word of wisdom.
Yeah.
I think I've been very, very interested, Jim, over the decades of my life, in the speed up of technology and the speed up of change, which technology is so responsible for. And I used to chart this out when I did training and would show change a line of time, and change has a little blip in the line. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while a blip would come, and that was back in the days, you know, before like 30s and 40s.
Right.
When a change would just be an unusual thing to happen. And then as the decades came along, those changes were more and more frequent, till pretty soon there was just a steady ripple. And finally, the changes started running into each other, and that's where you get a picture of what people call whitewater world that we live in.
Right.
And kayakers know about this, mm-hmm. that when you paddle your boat, you don't paddle all the time because the river's going to take you down the stream. You got to know when to dip the paddle. And if you're in the trough and the boat ends are in the water, you could paddle all day. You won't make any difference.
Right.
So dipping the paddle on the crest, when we can see things, is the secret of paddling in white water. And the rest of the time we can enjoy the ride. I mean, we can. It's a matter of making things happen and letting things happen, right,
but,
Jim?
But do you think that the way our world has become with our personal lives, our business lives, everything is so connected. There's such a fine seam now, more than ever before. There's a very fine seam between our business lives and our personal lives. Do you think that makes us believe that it sort of causes us to live in the trough all the time, paddling like crazy?
I think you got it there. I think that's the way to apply that metaphor. And you know what I've been so intrigued by and a little saddened by over these decades that I've watched is that people think have made the response that the only way that we can handle the speed up of change is to run faster. And I don't believe that. I think that we can still live lives that make sense. It's not that the rush around, and I like to call it that, the rush around is something out there. We create it. It's in us, and we can step out of it. We can stop participating in it. And I think one of the things that I've talked with you over the years about how to do this is to do something I call entering your day, which is, you know, whether it's in the morning or it could be in a different time, is to step out and have a time that you can be out of the rush around. Jim, I want to read something for Thanksgiving, if I can do that before we go on with our discussion.
Yep, you got 2 minutes.
Okay, this is Paramahansa Yogananda. You know, I'm always quoting him. And he said this, and this shows a sort of payoff for being thankful. He said, "Thanksgiving and praise open in your consciousness the way for spiritual growth and supply to come to you. Spirit pushes itself out into visible manifestation as soon as a channel is opened through which it can flow. You should be thankful for everything at all times, realizing that all power to think, speak, and act comes from God, and that He is with you now, guiding and inspiring you."
Wow, that's very powerful, Jim.
I like it.
I do too. Well, you know, as you were saying that, what I was thinking about is some of the ways that I've been able to deal with the challenges and setbacks of being a small business owner, just like everybody in my audience, is to be thankful for, I like what you said about thankful for everything all the time. I can remember facing a challenge that might have, that had the potential to literally eat me alive. I could be out in the street if this thing goes the wrong way. And yeah. I can remember, of course, and I've logged a lot of hours on this earth and in the marketplace, but I can actually remember saying to myself and saying a little prayer that, and saying thank you for this challenge because it belongs to me.
Oh.
I'm not fighting somebody else's challenge. This is my challenge.
And since it was yours, you were the one that could do something about it.
And benefit if I did it the right way.
Yeah.
It belonged to me. I'm thankful for those things that belong to me, folks. And I'm not talking about houses and cars and stuff. Not just those things. I'm also thankful for you, small business owners. You're my heroes. Happy Thanksgiving. We're going to be right back with our good friend, Jim Ballard. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.